radio here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Smooth, and this week, I thought we'd switch it up. Instead of Blitz and I doing similar genres, I figured we'd do genres that we're both accustomed to. This week, she's going to do country for the second hour of our show, while I'll be doing hip-hop for the first hour. Now, I listen to a ton of hip-hop and rap music, but I thought I'd focus the music to a certain kind of hip-hop rap that is very relevant to this area, that being Bay Area music. Now, Bay Area music is a very special type of music because it's got a different sound than most of the music out there. Bay Area music has gone through many changes through the years, in its earlier years. Also around the time I was younger, just in case you all wanted to know, it was known as music that made you go dumb, also referred to as the hyphy movement for those of you. It's a certain kind of music that you dance a certain way to. It's basically literally going dumb. I don't know. And also the Bay Area is known as the Yay Area in respect to the whole hyphy movement and all the Bay Area music. And it's actually still known to that this day. Anyway, many artists such as Messy Marv, Keek the Sneak, Andre Nicotina, Mr. Fab, The Pack, Lil B, which I personally think is a terrible, terrible artist, but that's a side note. A recent group that is very popular at the moment and is a personal favorite of mine is HBK Gang, and specifically my favorite artist right now is actually I'm Sue. But I think the all-time most known rappers from the Bay Area and have established themselves as legends are E-40, Too Short, and Mac Dre. And I'll be playing their songs later on. Now, as a kid, I really didn't know too much about this music when I was younger. Once I got into middle school, Bay Area music became the thing. Like, that was the one thing that I think I became, in a way, obsessed with. I listened to this music all day. I kind of, like, really got into it. I would download music and just look up artists. This is when I knew about, or when I came to become familiar with artists such as Andre Nicotina, Keek the Sneak, like I said earlier. But I really got into them. I really got listening to and dressing this way that is so significant, and I think it's very essential when you speak about Bay Area music. The hyphy movement is, I mean, obviously back in the day, it was when you dressed a certain way, like you had baggy clothes and people would wear, it was, in a sense, it was how people represented the Bay Area. People would always talk about the Bay. They had a big, when people would wear big clothes, baggy clothes, they would wear the Bay Area bridge on their shirts. They would get them, have t-shirts done, and it was just a real thing. Like, they had the hats, the everything. They would deck all their clothes out in this kind of in this way, and I became very intrigued by it. Now, this type of music has shaped the way I listen to music. It's definitely more of an upbeat. I mean, obviously all songs aren't the same, but it's definitely more of an upbeat kind of type of music. So I kind of like to dance to it, because obviously the hyphy movement, if you all didn't know, the Bay Area and the Thizz and all that, it was a movement. It was a way of how you connected with the music. And I definitely am guilty of dancing this music. At first, I was a little shy because it's definitely, if you look it up and you really look and research this movement and all this kind of stuff, it's not what you're really used to. It's something that is very out there. The dancing is, in a way, just different. For example, the Thizzle Dance by Mac Dre is actually a song, and it kind of, Mac Dre is the godfather of Bay Area music, if you will. Now, I'll be talking a little bit about him, a little bit more about him later, but I don't want to give too much information away. But this music has definitely changed the way I see music when I grew up. And I was lucky enough to, when I was younger, I was listening to this music. So like I said earlier, it shaped who I am. And God, this type of music just brings back so many memories. I'm going to tell you all a story that it's multiple stories. So when I was younger, in about 7th or 8th grade, the big thing to do was to go to the 7th and 8th grade dance. And back in this time, I dressed all baggy, and I wore baggy clothes, so I thought I was all gangster and all that. But, I mean, I was never the type of person to act out and be the gangster stereotype, fit in the gangster stereotype. So I definitely just dressed because, well, sadly to say, I dressed like this just to fit in. And I thought it was really cool when I would wear big clothes and have the tall tees that were like 3 sizes bigger than me and have baggy clothes that, I mean, I never wore the pants that went down to my ankles and all that, but I definitely wore bigger pants and just, they were baggy. But so I would always look forward to the 7th and 8th grade dances because they were the thing. They were the thing every, about maybe like once or twice a month, there'd be a 7th and 8th grade dance. And when I was 6th grade, there was a 6th grade dance, but I never got involved with any of those. And when the 7th and 8th grade dances came to be, I was very excited because I was a big bad 7th grader and wanted to be with the 8th graders. So one time I went, and it was the first time I went, I was very, very shy, very timid, and I was just showing up, and my friends were already inside, so I showed up a little late, and here I am just walking in by myself. The lights were, obviously it was dark, and they're playing the music, and I just, so many feelings rushed through my body, and I was just quite unsure of, because I had never really been one to dance. I was very shy, so like, I didn't know what to say or do necessarily, or how to act, and I kind of just stood there, and I would follow around my friends during the dance, and I mean, because that's all we did. We got in a big group, and we just kind of sat there. And we just kind of looked, and now that I think about it, it's kind of awkward if you're just going to a dance and you don't even dance. The first couple of times I went, I kind of did that until I got out of my shell. But when this music came on, because it was very big around that time, it came on and everyone just started dancing, and I didn't really know what was going on, and I just saw a bunch of people kind of dancing around, looking like idiots, and I was just like, looking around thinking like, what the heck is this? I don't understand. It was very different. It was something I wasn't accustomed to, and I looked up music, and that was around the time where I really got into the Bay Area music, because obviously it was the big thing back then, and it would just became something that was very interesting for me. So that was my bit on my experiences when I was younger. But now, without further ado, the first song I will be playing to beat Blitz. Let me remind you all, you guys, this is kind of a competition, and I decided to go with Bay Area music because Bay Area music, everyone from the Bay Area obviously knows about it and has listened to it, very familiar with the artists. Again, Mac Dre, Too Short, E-40, and now recently I Am Sue, which is kind of sweeping the Bay Area right now. It's definitely the big artist right now. So, first song will be by the godfather of Bay Area music, Mac Dre. the song Let's All Get Down. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Let's all get down to this old school sound with that K-Lou pound. It goes a 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1. Can't leave my house without packing my gun. I see, dying. Mama's crying, they said click back in jail. I said, ugh, you lying. Man, I hope they don't try to strike him out and have him doing big time in Susie's house. Hard time is coming to my town. Graduated from the pen, no cap and gown. Cause back in 85, school was soon. I wanna choose and vote, so I so goops. Oops, upside my head. Next thing I know, I'm doing time in the feds. Friends with Max and Killers. 015s and Black Gorilla. Gorilla, it's nothing pretty. Can't get caught slipping, laying. Got to be a swattish, can't be no jerk. Boy, I do's dirt, and I'm a cold piece of work. So who's a smirk? And you're scared to get down. You better do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around, clown. It's going down. I thought you smelled the best. Ancient and they just can't help it. I keep sucker repellent, cause suckers is telling. Spirit coming out, they know. I grab my coat and I'm belling. 2 years ago, a cutie of mine had to do some time. Dime, I'm super sucker free. And they can't niggas. I'm a R-O-M-P from the C-R-E-S-T. We gets dumb. No. Making up words like that's how I sound. So come on everybody, let's all get down.
Was Mac Dre, Let's All Get Down. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, this song is definitely a song that you play while you're riding in your car with the homies. Just listen to the song. It's definitely a slower song, one of his. He's an upbeat kind of guy, and the music he plays is a lot more dance-wise, but I'm an honest confession here. He kind of does have a bad mouth, and he likes to cuss, so it was found a little bit of difficulty finding a song that was clean of his, but definitely he's got some major, major hits that still, to this day, I listen to. Songs such as Dizzle Dance, which started that whole dance, and that song is amazing. That was actually that song, going back to my story in 7th and 8th grade, that song and Get Stupid were the songs that got played most at my dances, and everyone would literally just rush to the center of the floor and just start dancing to this song, because this song was epic. Both those songs were epic, so definitely something to keep you guys, if you guys wanted to go check that out now, you guys can go check that out on YouTube. Look up those songs because I am not allowed to post things that have profanity. Sorry, guys. But anyway, some background on Mr. Mac Dre. He's known, his real name is Andre Lewis Hicks, and he was born in Oakland, California on July 5th, 1970, and moved to Vallejo at a young age. He grew up in Vallejo in the Country Club Crest, aka the Crest neighborhood. For the greater part of his life, he attended People's High School in Vallejo. Now, Vallejo is probably where he's most famous, being Oakland, obviously, where he was born, but he moved out to Vallejo, and Vallejo is really where he established himself. He shouts out Vallejo all the time in his music. On November 1st, 2004, on a freeway in Kansas City, Missouri, an unknown assailant began shooting at a vehicle in which Hicks was a passenger. The driver crashed and was able to get to a phone to call 911, but Hicks was pronounced dead at the scene from a bullet wound. There have been no leads as to the perpetrator, and the case remains unsolved. Now, he died in 2004. He was 34 when he passed away. Very sad for Bay Area music, because he, like I said, is the godfather of the hyphy movement. He literally took it up and just made it the big thing it is today. And if you tell anybody in the Bay, ask them who Mac Dre is, they will tell you who Mac Dre is. And I think it's more of an insult if you don't know Mac Dre and you live in the Bay Area. Personally, I would take that to heart, because his music is just really revolutionized and put Bay Area music and helped other artists really get on the map. And another fact, which is actually this is a little bit more sad, but in 2006, his tombstone was stolen from the cemetery. I don't know why you would do that or who would want to do that, but it's so sad, because someone as big as Mac Dre, like, why would you want to take his tombstone? Like, just let him rest in peace. I don't know. Just smooth thoughts on Mac Dre. So, like I said earlier, he passed away, but his music still lives on, and he's come out with countless songs that are still played to this day, and still, I think, they come on the radio quite a bit, you know, more for someone that definitely his music, he's gone, he's passed away, he's not with us anymore, but his music still lives on, and definitely songs like Something You Should Know, which is an all-time great for me. If you guys check that song out, again, can't play it on the radio because of on the air because of profanity, but that's a great song. Know all the words to that song. Giggin, it's definitely a giggin, another word for dancing, but again, came out with countless songs to dance to. And Since 84, one little side note about Since 84, that song is great. The beat is just the instrumental, the strumming, amazing. And he actually refers to soccer. I'm a soccer player. And before the song starts, so he the quote goes, "Let's kick this game around like soccer." And I just thought that was really clever, because I've never really, I mean, I'm not a rhymer or anything, but I thought that was pretty clever that he used that. And just a shout out to soccer, my sport. You're listening to Radio Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Smooth here on Smash Beats Radio. Hope you guys are all enjoying this segment, the Bay Area segment. And like I said earlier, for all the those who are just joining us, this first hour you will be listening to all Bay Area music by yours truly, and the second hour will be focused a bit more on something I'm not familiar with. So I just let Blitz go ahead and take it away because I know nothing about country. So her second hour and her segments will be focused on country music. And hope you guys tune into that second hour. Listen to that as well, because I personally don't like country. But hopefully, I mean, I'll definitely be here tuning in, listening to what she's got to say. So next, I'll be playing a song by E40 featuring YG, Problem and I Am Sue. A song that is very mainstream, meaning a lot of it gets played on the radio a lot, and it's kind of gotten played out. But you know what? It's a great song. It's definitely a song that comes into the club. I've gone to the club a couple times, and the song just comes on and just makes me want to dance. This is one of those dancing songs by E40. E40, a great, I think, legend. Definitely a legend artist in the game, and has put music, Bay Area music, on the map for other artists as well, like Mac Dre, as E40 has done the same. Sadly, Mac Dre is not with us anymore, but E40 still fights on for Bay Area music. Great stuff. But I'll be playing E40 Function.
Like in Bari, we mobby, we bossy back to full awesome. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not. All the rappers I listen to is E40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue play, I'm having this guap. I'm on fly. Man, I stay laced and groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My new, not perfume, not perfume. Anything you got, I can sell with a hustler, think I can't. Think I get the gap, sell the White House, black paint. Black word candy, S-L-A-N-G. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Try this, guaranteed turn square to a bi-bit. You ain't down, bye-bye. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, man. We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Hey, beer, no cape beer. Uncle Earl in the HBK beard. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich, I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you jawsin', you probably thought this never would happen. My nigga been called an alcoholic when sippin' that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell, with a little beer.
Hello, and hopefully your artist did stuff.
Shoes up, getting mad, what you gon' do? Everything he too tough, you know I keep too tough. If I don't fight, that mean I'm coming back to shoot. Riding in the car, looking for a bad boo. Yeah, she gotta be dumb cute. Got a number, text her phone, like, baby, what you doing? She was like, not much, you should come through. I got it for days, I got it for days. Made her take off of work and gave a dude for days. To my brain, to my temple, and I don't like these hoes. I give them duke and dip, whoa.
Hey, hey, hey. Try this, guaranteed turn square to a bi-bit. You ain't down, bye-bye. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
That was Function by E40 featuring YG, Problem, and I Am Sue. Now, before I break that down, I just wanted to do my PSA real quick. Public service announcement for all those who aren't sure what that is. Now, Dominican will be hosting an interviewing skills and Skype workshop Wednesday, October 16th from 4:30 p.m. to 5:45 p.m. in Guzman Hall, room 201. If you go to this, you'll be learning various techniques and meet a Skype interviewing expert to ace that interview. Now, if you want someone to contact Career and Internship Services, Vanessa Loanidas, you can email her at vanessa.loanidas@dominican.edu. Phone number 415-485-3235 for more information. I think that's pretty great that Dominican is helping you out with this kind of stuff and really preparing you for how to get that job. Definitely, I think that's very important to get that job, and interviewing skills is something that is very, very essential when to really nail that and get that job. You need good interviewing skills to carry yourself well, so you portray the correct image to your employer, potential employer. And Skype, obviously, it's essentially the same thing, but through the internet. And I mean, what better way to take than to take a Dominican workshop here on campus? Anyway, that was my PSA. Back to the music. E40, also known as Earl Stevens, was born on November 15th, 1967. So he's been around for a while. He's an American rapper, entrepreneur, and investor from Vallejo, California. He is a former member of the rap group The Click and founder of Sick With It Records. He has released over 10 albums, appeared on numerous movie tracks, soundtracks, and has also done guest appearances on a host of other rap albums. So obviously, E40, big name, everyone knows him, and I think he's done really good for promoting music here in the Bay Area. Obviously, he's featured on countless tracks with other artists, and he's just really skyrocketed and is a big, big legend, big, big artist of Bay Area. So initially, he was an underground artist. His solo album in 1995, in a major way, opened him up to a wider audience. So that really took him off and put him in the right direction when he started. Beginning in 1998, he began collaborating with more mainstream rappers outside of the Bay Area, and he rose to even higher mainstream popularity in 2006 with his single, Tell Me When to Go, which was produced by Lil Jon. Now, Tell Me When to Go is probably... Okay, let's take a step back here. Now, if we were really to break down the hyphy movement in all Bay Area music, we would definitely put Tell Me When to Go in there. Mac Dre's Thizzle Dance, Get Stupid, all that music. And I think the final artist, which I won't tell you who, I don't want to give it away, but it's the last legend to Bay Area music, is definitely in that talk for the three legends of Bay Area music. Now, to give you guys all a little bit more information on the songs that he has come out with Function, the song I just played. My bad word, Bang. Can't say the bad word, but that song. Tell Me When to Go. Sliding Down the Pole. Candy. Go Harder, Go Home. I'm the Man. Break Your Ankles. Wasted. Money on the Floor, which is a personal favorite of mine. That's a song I've listened to quite a bit when it first came out. White Girl, Back in Business, Yay Area, and In This Thing. So those were all great, great songs when they initially came out. And like I said, Money on the Floor is probably, if I had to pick an E40 song right now, I would. That's definitely my song right now. So if you guys want to check it out, Google it, YouTube it, listen to it. It's a great song. Definitely a dance song. I think that's why I like it so much. I really like dance music. Any song that I can really just dance to and rock out and just really express myself physically through dance is definitely a plus. And I'm not more so focused on the lyrics. I mean, obviously there's a time and place for the lyrics, but one thing that I've noticed about myself is if it's got a great beat, then I'm automatically liking it. And that's something I look for in most songs. If it doesn't have a good beat, but the message is good or the lyrics are good, I tend to be 50-50 about it. There was my tangent on music I like and dislike. So, wanted to give a shout out to DJ Chops and DJ Ty. Their show Sports Relative, Thursdays from 4 to 6. Talk about sports, all about sports, all Bay Area sports. And personally, I know Chops is a Raider fan. I am not a Raider fan. Smooth is not a Raider fan. He is a Niner fan, but that's okay. He's also an A's fan. I am not. I'm a Giants fan. Giants all the way. But you guys should definitely go and check him out. Check them out. They are great. I've listened to them before, and it's definitely a show you want to tune in to listen to because they got some good material, and their delivery is great. They are great DJs. You're listening to Smash Beats Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio, doing my bit on Bay Area music. Again, Blitz, her second hour, will be doing country music to kind of fill that contrast and do that segment, because I will not do that. I refuse. I'm not a fan of country. However, obviously, I will be listening. So hopefully she tries to impress me and try and get me to switch over to get familiar and listen to music, country music. Again, I'm not educated at all, so I don't know what's good and good, bad country. But anyway, the next song I will be playing is by a man who I don't think I've ever not liked one of his songs. I love every single one of his songs. The man's name is Too Short. Too Short is a great, great artist. Honestly, one of my favorites. Just great music. Again, he loves to make those beats and songs just a straight dance music. And I love that dance music. So I'm naturally attracted to his kind of music. But the song I'll be playing is called Shake That Monkey by Too Short, featuring Lil John. Lil John, also a great artist. He kind of came out with a song and just, he came out with Snap Your Fingers, and he was doing really well. Get Out of Your Mind. And the song Get Out of Your Mind, he came out with those songs, and he just kind of became back behind the scenes kind of guy. He just laid back and he's more of a producer now, which very respectable. Anybody that can produce power to them. But here's my song, Shake That Monkey.
Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey, hey. Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey. Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey. Let's go. Scrub the ground, you can do it up and down, around and round. As long as that monkey ain't stiff, dance and make all the players wanna get a hit. Like a strip at a club in the ATL. Little freak tore it up, they started raising hell. I remember Magic City before the freak lit, before the police went on all them weak trips. All the big girls get loose with it. All the skinny girls let Bruce hit it, let a player cut tonight. Damn right, I just shook my wife. You my slut for life, you know all I do. It's make that money, I won't charge you as long as you shake that money.
Shake That Monkey by Too Short. It's a very provocative song. But then again, all his music is like that. I don't know why, but he likes to express himself through music, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, he likes sex, I'm assuming, because every single song is exactly like that one. It's just talking about how hot girls are, and yeah, that's basically the overall message, and just sex and women and how he has money. But then again, that's about every single rapper that we hear nowadays. No one really, well, there's a lot of underground artists that you will definitely probably be hearing from me later on in this show, in these shows to come. But in terms of mainstream music, I really don't think that there's one person that really raps about real stuff. A lot of the rappers nowadays are just rapping about women and how much money they have, and there's no real message to their music. I've come to call it ignorant music, but there's nothing wrong with that. I like this song, so I guess that means I like ignorant music. Anyway, Todd Anthony Shaw, born on April 28th, 1966. That is too short to run name. He's 47. He's an American rapper and producer. He's best known for his hit songs like The Ghetto and Blow the Whistle. Blow the Whistle is also a great, great song. I think that's the first song I heard of his that really just made me fall in love with his music, because, again, the message in that song isn't the greatest, but it's a great, great beat, and it just makes you want to dance. Too Short is very dance music oriented. He likes to make good dance music. That's why I like him. So he was a pioneer rapper of West Coast hip-hop, I would say, because along with E-40, him and E-40 have really put Bay Area music on the map for other artists coming up. Like, for example, I'm Sue, which is my favorite artist. We'll get to him. But now, Too Short and E-40 have really elevated Bay Area music and taken it to the next level nationwide in the United States. Every artist wants to work with them and do a song with them, which is actually great because it really promotes music for Bay Area artists. So in 2004... his earlier 1990 single, The Ghetto, appeared on popular video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Interesting fact. So it came on West Coast hip-hop radio station at Radio Los Santos. That's when his music would come on. So given that it was an incredibly popular game at the time, the featuring was acclaimed as a success for Too Short, both in publicity and in fame generated by the song. So that song just made him take off even more when it was in Grand Theft Auto. It was just, I guess, it was more of a confirmation that he really took off and just triggered great music. For his next album in 2006, Blow the Whistle, again, great, great song. He took advantage of the new hyphy rap music that was emerging out of his original home base in Oakland. Again, shout out to Oakland. Shout out to all of the Bay Area music. This saw somewhat of a resurgence for Too Short as it peaked at number 14 on the Billboard 200. Now, for someone who really came up and made it, That is a great, great accomplishment to be on the Billboard 200. That album was much better than each of his previous three albums. However, his subsequent releases, such as 2000's Get Off the Stage, weren't as successful, unfortunately. But in 2008, Too Short was honored by VH1 at the 5th Annual Hip Hop Honors, along with Cypress Hill, De La Soul, Slick Rick, and Naughty by Nature. So he has definitely established his name in the music industry and a super respected artist. In 2009, Too Short recorded Da Zingler, Lil Jon, recorded for these artists, Superfly, Scarface, and Be Legit. And in 2011, he was featured on Wiz Khalifa's song On My Level. Now, that is a great song. That reminds me of freshman year. No. Sophomore year. Wow, I am old. I'm old, people. Anyway, when I went to play soccer in Las Vegas for a showcase, that was one of the songs that got played most by my team. I just remember riding around from game to hotel and just playing this song super loud in the car and just jamming out to it with my teammates. It's a great, great memories. You're listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Smash Beats. This is DJ Smooth. And in about 10 minutes, Blitz will be coming on for her segment with country music. And we'll see if her music beats out mine. Probably won't, but let's see. The next song I'll be playing is by my favorite artist. I am Sue. It's actually, I'm playing him a lot right now on my iPod. But the song going up, I Am Sue featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Too much money for you, broke. Richy rich city, I ain't from the Bay. My money come fast like underlay. Tell me what you want, tell me what you need. Hit the car lot, dealer, hand me keys. Hit the pawn shop, saying, can you please? Broke rapper, staying home, running out of cheese. Going up. I got all this money in my pocket going up. She wanna pull it down, but this time it's going up. It's going up. It's going up. It's going up, 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 it's going up like a staircase, rare bait, been a real one, nowhere near fake, real estate, paint a picture, yeah, I illustrate, young G getting paper like a dealer plate, like I'm dealing weight, you a pillowcase, bass bang, make the building shake, got my city on me like I got it tatted, gold chain, buses, my girl big, you might wanna, but if you reach for it, you ain't coming back with nada. Keep you like Nevada in the summer. Susie number one stunner. Got gas like a H1 Hummer. Turn a good girl to a track runner. Don't want a problem. And my checks keep a whole lot of commas. It's going up. I got all this money in my pocket going up. She wanna pull it down, but this time it's going up. It's going up. It's going up.
What up, Sue?
It's going up. It's
HBK
going up.
Gang, TGOD, you know what it is. And now I'm give up. Some of give up the most. I'm ripping up. I'm emptying out the bottle and putting gin in my cup. You know what time it is. Bought the rollie with diamonds. I'm striking. Ain't no crime. Just look at the car I'm driving. You know, go keep that talking. My homies go get the fire in you. Watch your mouth. Flying G5s when I'm in the clouds. Porsche 911 when I'm on the ground. See me on the scene. All I talk's pay for. Buying all the bottles. Then I pay the tab later. You can't get a favor. Yeah, I've been broke, but I never been a hater. My bros from the Bay, from the Bay. Ask around, I got hella love in the Bay. Give money, give a f*** what a hater say. I'ma bring the
Bombay, it's going up. I got all this money in my pocket, going up.
Yeah, bitch.
She wanna pull it down, but this time it's going up. 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 My ends up, now these girls think I'm the man. Got some red kicks on it, came straight from Japan. Got my whole hood with me like I came with the clan. So much liquor, you ain't making no sense. Said the bay would never do it, but I'm thinking we can. And my whole clique fly, nigga, praying we land. Switch my lingo up so they can't understand. I got my Cirella wrapped up in two rubber bands. It's going up. I got all this money in my pocket going up. She wanna pull it down, but this time it's going up. 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 It's going up.
Going Up by I Am Sue featuring Wiz Khalifa. That is actually, now, I mean, I'm sure you guys have fallen in love with I Am Sue just like I have. I Am Sue, this is one of his good, better songs. Wow, that was terrible grammar. Anyway. So, a little bit of background on him. His real name is Sudan Amir Williams, born November 17th, 1989. He is 23 years of age. He's released various mixtapes in his career, including Suzy Six Speed, Million Dollar Afro, with frequent collaborator Problem, and the Kilt series. He's also known for featuring on Love Rant's Up, E40's Function, like you just heard earlier, and Sage the Gemini's Gas Pedal. He is also a member of the production team The Invasion and the leader of the hip-hop group Heartbreak Gang. They are also a great group. You guys tune in, listen to him, listen to them, and be amazed. They also, I think the reason why I like HBK and I Am Sue is because their beats, and that's, like I said earlier, something I am very into, but their beats are just so dancey, and I love to dance. I love to just jam out to these singers, rappers, artists. So at a young age, I Am Sue would listen to artists such as Kanye West, personal favorite of mine, R. Kelly, Aaliyah, Marching Band, and the Grammar Band, and also listen to reggae music. At age 14, he began making music. Around that time, he was also playing with instruments and messing around with music. So, in a way, he also was a producer trying to get into that stuff, play around with it. Once he attended high school, he started learning how to make beats on the computer, so he became a little bit more familiar with the technology and the applications so he could actually edit and really make his own music and just really put his stuff out there. After graduating from Pinole Valley High School in 2007, he began college at Cal State East Bay, studying to be a communications major. Wow, we have something in common. I have something in common with my favorite artist, I Am Sue. We are both communications majors. Maybe, who knows, maybe he did a radio show just like me. Once he started getting recognized, he moved to online classes. However, he went back into in-class schooling for his senior year. Another interesting fact, he started as just Sue but later changed it to I Am Sue, which is what we know him as now. So, pretty cool stuff. I didn't know before this show, once I did my research, I didn't know that he went to Cal State East Bay, but I would imagine if he was starting to get famous and recognized that he would switch to online classes, because I mean, that'd be kind of weird trying to learn, but people are giving you like, oh my God, look who it is. Look who it is. You know? I just think, yeah, it would definitely distract me. Personally, it would definitely distract me, actually. But anyway, so I'm actually listening to the music I'm listening to right now. He actually recently came out with a new album called The Kilt. Or not album, mixtape. Sorry. A mixtape called The Kilt, and that's definitely what I'm listening to right now, because I'm actually pretty obsessed with it. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, everyone listening, I'm pretty obsessed with The Kilt. But I'm Sue is just a great artist, definitely on the come up, still has a way to go, but once he makes it, man, he will make it. And I'm telling you this right now, once his first album drops, the United States, as well as the world, will know how great of an artist I Am Sue is, and I won't sound like an obsessive freak, because now listening to myself, I sound like an obsessive freak talking about I Am Sue. But anyway, so you're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. This is Smooth on Smash Beats Radio. I'm gonna go ahead and let you all know that Blitz, her segment is coming up. Country music. We'll see if she can impress me, because I really don't like country music. I actually really hate country music. I'm a hip-hop artist. Hip-hop listener, rap as well, and just thought I'd do my segment on Bay Area music, because what the heck, we live in the Bay Area. Thought it'd be pretty relevant to our radio show. So, I mean, hey, if Bay Area music doesn't beat country music, oh my God, the world is going to end. Honestly, the world is going to end, because there's just, anything's better than country. I would rather listen to anything. Literally, I would rather listen to a baby cry than country music. Because, not going to lie, it hurts my ears. Country music hurts my ears. But anyway, so this about wraps it up for the first hour of Smash Beats. But don't worry, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Blitz will be on the mic trying to show me and us, all us listeners, what country music is all about. Peace out, everyone. Have a great day.
Young, and it's been a while, and she broke my heart, broke it right in. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here going into our second hour. I am Blitz, and you are listening to Smash Beats on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Since Smooth and I have very, obviously, very different tastes in music, he did talk about his favorite R&B songs and was smashing on country. So I'm going to be talking all about country music. As you heard before, that was Keith Urban, Kiss a Girl. I grew up with country music. Both my mom and dad both loved it. I started listening to it from the time I was born, pretty much. I remember when I was little, my mom and I would put Tim McGraw on because he was her absolute favorite, and we would just sing to each other as loud as we could. And although I did live with my mom, I visited my dad on weekends, and he lived on 7.5 acres, so we did have goats. And we had a giant pond to play in, and he built a giant water slide going into the pond. And on our Saturdays, I would have to go get on a tractor and help my dad move dirt. I know, what a fun weekend. But during all of this, there was always country music playing. I remember him taking me to a few of those country, they're kind of like bars, and you know, they have the, you know, stepping and the dancing, and it was just, it was really, really fun. So I would say I grew up kind of a country girl. So knowing a little bit of background of where I learned country music, I'm going to start us off with our second hour with a song called Chicken Fried. Many of you may or may not be thinking, wow, it doesn't get any more country than a song about fried chicken. Chicken Fried is by the Zac Brown Band, an American country folk band based out of Atlanta, Georgia. The band consists of Zac Brown, lead vocalist and guitarist, Jimmy DeMartini, he's on the fiddle and he does backup vocals, John Driscoll Hopkins, bass guitar and vocals, Coy Bowles, guitar and keyboard, Chris Fryer on the drums, Clay Cook, guitar, keyboard, mandolin, steel guitar, and backup vocals. So that's amazing. He can play that many instruments. And lastly, Daniel De Los Reyes on percussion. The band has toured throughout the United States, including a slot on the 2009-2010 Bonaro Music Festival. They have also recorded 5 studio albums and charted 9 number one singles on the Billboard Country charts. And that consists of Chicken Fried, Toes, Highway 20, Ride, Free, As She's Walking Away, Cold Weather, Knee Deep, Keep in Mind, and Goodbye in Her Eyes, in addition to the singles Whatever It Is, No Hurry, and Jump. And that peaked in at the number on at number 2 on the same chart. So here's Chicken Fried. I hope you enjoy it. This is one of my favorite songs. And although this song actually is kind of a little bit of hillbilly, it's not really a modern twist on country. This is definitely a song that is nice to sit back and, you know, relax and listen to. So here we go, Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh,
touch of a precious child and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
And that was Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band, and I really, really love that song. It's simple and it talks about, you know, your life can be simple and you can still be happy. And it kind of just reminds me of, you know, what a goal should be for people is that, you know, money doesn't really buy everything. And just to have, you know, a good, you know, good wardrobe and good people. And it talks about, you know, cold beer on a Friday night. And so it's just, I think that song really is respectable and, you know, it doesn't talk about, you know, too much hillbilly. It's just, you know, how you can enjoy life. And if you would like to catch them in concert, they will be playing November 16th at the SAP Theater, also known as the HP Pavilion, in San Jose, California. For tickets and times, please look online. Going along with that, the next song I'm going to play is by one of my top three favorite artists of all time, every genre. This is just one of my favorite artists. He has more number one hits than any other single artist in history in any genre. He is the only artist in music history to achieve at least one top 10 hit each year for 30 plus consecutive years. He is the only artist who has had 85 out of 90 radio singles reach the top 10 and 24 albums make it to the number one on Billboard's country music album chart. He has sold over 68.5 million albums in the United States. He is third only to Elvis Presley and the Beatles for most gold and platinum album in the history of music. And in 2006, he became the second artist after Eddie Arnold to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame while still actively recording chart-topping hits and albums. He received the National Medal of Arts from President George Bush in 2003, won a Grammy Award for Best Country Album in 2009. His hit 22 Country Music Association Awards are the most in history. He is a five-time winner of CMA Male Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year. In 2009, this is my, you know, favorite fact about him. It's just how amazing he is and, you know, how everybody really loves his music. He sold out the largest entertainment venue in the world, Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, in less than an hour. So that's just amazing. And lastly, referred by rapper Drake. So, you know, throwing in a rapper there because Josh did the first segment. And even rappers like country music. So this just shows Josh. Referred by rapper Drake in the Grammy-nominated 2012 hit HYFR, which contains the line, "All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait." Oh, shoot. I just gave it away. But I'm Blitz, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is George Strait, "Give It All We Got Tonight."
Moonlight shines, your pretty little head on my shoulder. Pull over on the side of the road. My God, you're something like nothing I've ever seen. If I'm asleep, girl, let me dream. Baby, fall into my kiss. It should just happen like this. Trusted so much that there's no one else but us. And it's a moment that says it's alright. 'Cause that's all we have in this life. Drink up this love, baby. Give it all we got tonight. Just happen like this. Trust it so much that there's no one else but us. And this moment that says it's alright. 'Cause that's all we have in this life. Baby, drink up this love. Give it all we got tonight. To my kiss, it should just happen like this. Trust it so much that there's no one else but us. This moment that says it's so right, 'cause that's all we have in this life. Drink up this love, come on, give it all we got tonight. We'll be right back.
that was Give It All We Got Tonight by George Strait. Like I said, he's one of my favorite artists. Many were very, very excited to find out that he is coming out of retirement and actually will be playing with Martina McBride here in Northern California at the HP Pavilion on January 30th, 2014 at 7:30, if you would like to know the time. So going on now, it's here, ladies and gentlemen, the Bay Area's most surreal music gathering. And although it's not country, it is a really, really, really cool place plunked on a landfill island in the middle of San Francisco Bay, the Treasure Island Music Festival. And it's going to be on October 19th and 20th, 2013. And the bands that will be playing: Atoms for Peace, Beck, Animal Collective, Major Lazer, and more. Tickets are on sale now. And if you would like to visit www.treasureislandfestival.com, again, that's www.treasureislandfestival.com, you can see about tickets and the other bands that will be playing there. The next song that I'm going to be playing is by Easton Corbin, and I can't seem to get this one out of my head. My friends have been laughing at me because every time the song comes on, I get a giant smile on my face. This guy definitely is one of my country crushes. To name them off, my crushes, oh my goodness, I'm in love with country music, so I have several. I mean, there's a lot of guys in country music rather than girls. I mean, I think the ratio is pretty high for guys. And so my country crushes are, number one, Tim McGraw. Love him. Going to be playing some of his music later, possibly. Number two, Luke Bryan. Oh my goodness, Luke Bryan. I saw him in concert last summer, and he was playing with Jason Aldean, and he is quite the entertainer. He does a very good job keeping his audience, you know, interested, and played all of his, you know, songs that are on the tops of lists right now, and is doing a great job. And unfortunately, it's, you know, sad to know that his brother and sister both died, and he still pushed through, and he still made a career out of, you know, out of his life. So the next song I'm going to be playing, like I said, is Corbin Easton. This guy definitely is one of my, you know, country crushes, as I said before. Corbin Easton's 31, signed to Mercury Records Nashville in 2009, and released his self-titled debut album in March 2010, featuring the two number one hits, A Little More Country Than That and Rolling With It, as well as top 15 hit, I Can't Love You Back. Corbin's second album, All Over the Road, was released on September 18th, 2012. Its first single, Loving You Is Fun, was released in February, and the album's second single, All Over the Road, was released in January 2013. And actually, as of 2013, Corbin has sold 470,000 albums and over 500,000 singles. So this is All Over the Road by Corbin Easton, and here we go.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand on my knee, and she's all over me. I'm all out of control, all over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. Three laughs says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. And I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
That was Corbin Easton's All Over the Road. It is literally my favorite song right now out of all genres. I pretty much, when it comes to music, I pretty much listen 75% of my music is country music, and then the other percentage is, you know, R&B. And I actually really like my Michael Blue Blade too. I like a wide variety. I like R&B, as Josh was playing earlier. I like all kinds of music. The only music I cannot stand is heavy metal screaming. Can't do it. I really can't do it. Three of my closest guy friends are totally into the screamo thing. Wanted me to go to Warped Tour with them, and I refused. I can't get into the whole screaming thing. It gives me anxiety. I don't like it at all. But they really do enjoy the screamo music, but that's the only genre that I really don't like. But Corbin Easton's All Over the Road, it makes me smile because it's just so funny. I mean, can you imagine pulling somebody over and he's not in the lines because the girl is all over him? I think it's really funny. So I do love that song. So coming up here, the World Pumpkin Capital of Half Moon Bay celebrities is Bountiful Harvest Festival, an autumn splendor with spectacular lineup paying homage to the Grand Gourd, including a special display of gigantuan, enormous champion pumpkins, three stages of smashing entertainment, live music, and a great pumpkin parade, and a bone-chilling haunted house, harvest-inspired crafts, home-style foods, and expert pumpkin carvers, and much, much more. And that is Saturday, October 19th, obviously 2013, and October 20th. And the times are 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's in downtown Half Moon Bay on Historic Main Street, Half Moon Bay, California, 94019. And if you would like to visit the website for more information, you can go to www.miramaravents.com/pumpkinfest/. So you can go and check that out. I thought that'd be pretty cool to take my little brother because he loves that kind of stuff. You know, the hay rides and everything else. So along with that, there's some concerts coming up. Justin Timberlake is still touring. He's going to be at the HP Theater again. And that is going to be January 19th at 8 p.m. at the HP Pavilion, like I said. Justin Timberlake may just be the hardest working man in show business right now. My sister actually recently went and saw him. And it was during the worst time to have a concert. There was a game at Candlestick There was an A's game going on. There was a convention at the Cal Palace. And there is one other thing going on in the city. And so the traffic was horrific, they said. It took them 4 hours to get there. I cannot even believe that. But they said it definitely was worth going. My dad took them, took her and her friend. And he said, you know, I went with, you know, thinking that it wasn't going to be that impressive. By the way, my stepdad is a total music guru. He loves, I mean, you can put a song on from whatever time period, whatever genre, and he can tell you what it is. And we'd play this game in the car because we go on a lot of road trips. We have family that lives in Sacramento. I mean, that's not so much a road trip, but it's 3 hours away. And then we went to Oregon, and for most of the time, actually, we were playing this game, Guess That Song. So we're not allowed to look. We have to close our eyes, and he'll put any song on from 60s, 70s, 80s, even 40s. And we have to guess who sings it and, you know, what time period and what the station is. So that's really, really fun. But going back to the concert for Justin Timberlake, my sister got super, super close. And so that was super exciting for her. She took so many pictures, and he's touring with Jay-Z right now. The 2020 experience started in September, and it goes to, I believe, February 26th is when he's going to stop touring. So that's super exciting. If you want to catch that, again, it's at the SAP Center at San Jose, also known as the HP Pavilion. You can look for tickets online. I don't have a website, but you can look online for tickets, probably under StubHub. And that's Sunday, January 19th, 8 p.m., so we can look forward to that. Also, to SAP Center at San Jose, there's going to be Cher. So she went into retirement, and now she's coming back. Her tour is called Dress to Kill Tour. The globally recognized icon Cher is returning to center stage with an upcoming Northern American tour starting in Phoenix, Arizona on March 22nd, 2014. And Cher's famous bid her fans adieu in her famed farewell tour, like I said before, but has decided she isn't quite ready to call it quits just yet. So the 67-year-old, she's 67. I cannot believe that. I mean, I think plastic surgery surgeons, they just do amazing jobs on her face, because I just looked up a video by her this morning, and she looks really great. So 67-year-old singer and songwriter has decided to take the United States by storm once more for her upcoming Dress to Kill. Like I said, that's going to be her new tour coming out, where she is expected to be performing songs from her recent album Closer to the Truth, among many other legendary classics. So again, we can look forward to that coming up here Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014 at 7:30 at the HP Pavilion. And again, her tour is Dress to Kill. Another person, Willie Nelson, for all you country lovers, Willie Nelson is going to be playing December 13th at the Wells Fargo Center of the Arts in Santa Rosa. For the times and tickets, please check online. So for my next artist, I want to talk a little bit about the next song by Thomas Raitt that I'm going to be playing. As It Goes Like This is the song I'm going to be playing. It shoots 4-1 on the Billboard Nielsen's BDS-based country airplay chart. Singer-songwriter Thomas Raitt. He is the first solo artist in the list history with a parent that previously scored a number one as a soloist. Thomas Raitt's father, Raitt Atkins, reached the summit with Don't Get Me Started the week of August 3rd, 1996. The new number one is the younger artist's third country airplay entry. He peaked at number 15 with Something to Do with My Hands in August 2012, and followed with Beer with Jesus, which reached number 19 in January. He released his debut album October 29th and writes, "Father, country airplay chart history as a record recording artist includes 12 chart songs in addition to started between 1994 and 2006, including That Ain't My Chuck, which peaked at number 3 in 1995. In recent years, he appeared on the chart as a co-writer of hits by Blake Shelton, Honeybee, another one of my favorite songs, All About Tonight, Boys Round Here, and then Justin Moore, Point At You, Chris Young, I Can't Take It From There, and others. Billy Currington, Hey Girl, Lee Bryce, Parking Lot Party, Dustin Lynch, Wild and Your Smile, which is number 31, and Aaron Lewis, Granddaddy's Gun. On the Billboard Hot Country Song Artist, this has logged 2 weeks at its number 2 peak so far. Should the track top the sale airplay streaming hybrid chart, Rate would become the 6th generation solo artist, presided at number 1 by the solo artist parent in the chart almost a 70 year history. So here's a song I'm going to be playing by Thomas Wright. It's called It Goes Like This, and here we go.
Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. I sit you down, I sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Get to wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with that all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey, girl, you make me want to drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Looking at you, looking at me that way, makes me want to grab my old guitar and play something like, wouldn't do to wrap my name on your heart. Get to wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. And it goes like, ooh. And it goes like, hey. And it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
And that was It Goes Like This by Thomas Wright. And also another one of my absolutely favorite songs right now. It's just so talented. And it's, you know, it's a really cute song between, you know, a couple and so on and so forth. So that's a really one of my favorite songs. And one of my friends, Chelsea, she referred that song to me. And now it's on the radio all the time. and I listen to it all the time in the car because I have an hour commute home. So I listen to a bunch of songs, and it also helps me if I don't know a lot about the songs, I can listen to them on the way home to be prepared for our show. So that is what I do on my way home, listen to all different kinds of country artists or alternative rock artists, so on and so forth. So I do enjoy that song. It's a very cute song, like I said before. So anyways, going into another artist that I really, really enjoy, Tim McGraw. And I had the pleasure of going to several Tim McGraw concerts. I would say probably close to 10 or 12 concerts I've been to, maybe even more. My mom is a huge fanatic. She loves Tim McGraw, everything. And from the time I was really, really little, she has played his music. So yeah. So, and I got, when I went to his concerts, I always used to complain because we always got super good seats. Cause you know, of course my mom really loves Tim McGraw. So we got good seats, and I would always complain, and my mom would have to always give me earplugs because the speakers were so loud. So good times with that. And actually, we met some of our really close friends at the country concert, and you know, just country music in general, just happy people usually, and not a ton. I mean, it just matters where you go, but it's just, there's usually people that know every single word to their songs, and so the crowd helps them sing along, and it's really, really fun to go to country concerts. And I've gone to more country concerts than anything else or any other genre. But when I went to one of his concerts, I got pulled up on stage by him, and he actually kissed me on my forehead, and I never wanted to wash my forehead ever again because it was so exciting. And my mom actually has the video, I believe, or a picture at least. And oh man, that was probably one of the best moments ever. I actually got to be on stage with him. Shania Twain I went and saw when I was probably about 9 years old, and Taylor Swift was actually just starting out when I went to this concert, and she opened for Shania Twain. And now Taylor Swift, you know, her career just went totally, you know, just, she's in the top, you know, on the top of the charts as well. And it's just amazing how I started, you know, Shania Twain I haven't really seen around very much now, but I used to be a huge fan along with Tim McGraw. So now Taylor Swift is doing her own concerts and having other people open for her. So it's cool to see how people can just, you know, keep going with their career and become really, really big. So Tim McGraw, a little bit about him. Tim McGraw has been one of country music's most popular performers since his 1994 break album, Not a Moment Too Soon. McGraw was raised in Louisiana, and he went to Nashville in 1989 to make it in country music. He released his first album in 1992 and had some modest success, but his 1994 record produced top hits such as Indian Outlaw and Down on the Farm and made him a star, a big star. And it's funny because my jack in my car broke for my iPod. And when my parents first bought me my beautiful car, love my car, they gave me three CDs. And one of them was just a random, you know, top 40 hits. And then one of them was the Tim McGraw CD. And the other one was Alicia Keys or something like that. And I put the Tim McGraw one on, the Tim McGraw CD on. And when my jack broke, and I got in a car accident not too long ago, and they turned off my Siri. And so I didn't have my iPod jack. I didn't have my Siri. So all I listened to was the CD, because the Tim McGraw CD, because the other two CDs I took out of my car. So I learned the Tim McGraw song, the Tim McGraw CD, backwards and forwards, and I can state every single word to every single song on that album. So that was fun. But another really good song that he did was I Like It, I Love It. And on a 1996 nationwide tour, he met County Country Star, Faith Hill. They were married the same year, and their already hot careers got even hotter. And Faith Hill, another one of my favorite artists. She is just great. She's beautiful. She's has an amazing voice, and when Tim McGraw and her are together, it's just fantastic, and it's something that you really should see. My parents recently went to Las Vegas for their show. It was a surprise. My dad took her for an anniversary gift, and they went and they played there, and they were literally, they could touch them. They were so close, and it was just super, super exciting that they were able to experience that. So this song, the next song, the last song I'm actually going to be playing is called Southern Girl, and it's from his new album, Two Lanes of Freedom. He just came out with a new album, and that's what he's been touring with, and I believe he's done touring now. But they do play in Vegas on the weekends for, I think, the past, like, 2 months or so. So this song is Southern Girl, one of my favorite songs. You'll probably rock out to it like I did, and I hope you enjoy it, and here we go.
I ain't saying them L.A. ladies don't know what they doing, and I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton in some cut off jeans. Don't you know? Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a southern girl. A southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act, but a southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. Stars come out. Well, then, fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some gold. Southern girl.
And that was Southern Girl by Tim McGraw. And another thing that I was thinking about while that song was playing, I was actually singing along with it, but you can't hear me because it was on mute. But another thing that I didn't realize until my mom actually informed me is that Tim McGraw grew up as Tim Smith, but discovered at age 11 that he was a biological son of professional baseball pitcher Tug McGraw. McGraw and Kenny Chesney made headlines in 2002 after the incident involving unauthorized use of police horse and assault. Nearly a year later, they were tried and acquitted. And in 2006, hit song Tim McGraw by Taylor Swift. Like I said, Taylor Swift did a song by him. But his father, he actually made a song, Live Like You Were Dying. It was a song about his father. His father actually got cancer. So if you listeners want to listen to that song, it's a great song. It's how you should live it like you are dying and the things that you should do. You should, you know, make the best of your life. And then also I wanted to add, to throw in Josh's face, that he did a song with Nelly, Over and Over Again. And it's a very, very catchy song, Over and Over Again by Nelly and Tim McGraw. Great, great song. Really, really enjoyed it. It's just great to have, you know, two different kinds of artists in the same room at the same time. And anyways, it was really great. But we're starting to run out of time here, and I wanted to inform you guys that you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Smash Beats, and I am Blitz. So we're gonna be heading out pretty soon. But I wanted to leave you with one last song before I go, and that is by Thompson Square. Now, Thompson Square, the song I'm going to be playing is Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? And this is another one of my favorite artists. They were touring with Florida Georgia Line and actually played in October, the beginning of this month, at, I believe, it was Shoreline. And Florida Georgia Line and Thompson Square together is a great, great mix. So the song I'm playing is Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? And it's a really cute song. It's about this couple when they first started dating. I feel like she kind of wore the pants in this relationship. She said, Are you gonna kiss me or not? Like pushing him to kiss her. And I thought it was a really, really cute song, and I enjoy it. And I also listen to the song when I'm in the car on the way home, another one of my favorites. So anyways, I enjoyed doing my country segment, ladies and gentlemen. I really did, and I hope that you guys enjoyed my songs more than Josh's, because Josh thinks that R&B is better than country music, and I hope that I proved him wrong. I don't know, I'm gonna have to speak with him after, but hopefully he liked one, or maybe, you know, if we're lucky, two songs. We don't know. But I hope you enjoyed this. And I hope everybody has a phenomenal day. And this is Thompson Square.
Up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, Are you gonna kiss me or not? We gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one to ask.
after that, and I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? You gonna kiss me or not?
Stand up for your life. Get up, stand up.